This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
For 6 and 620, Nathan Zagura is coming up at 5 o'clock. I do want to get into Miles' big day because he deserves a lot of love for breaking the record yesterday. That was a lot. I was surprised. I knew it was going to be fun. I didn't know how much I was going to enjoy that for him and for this team in a 5-win season, no less. I think a lot of people are taking something away from what Shador said about Kevin Stefanski getting fired, though.
I don't know that a lot of people are, but I am. And I think that's why it's funny to me, is that I'm like, is everyone else picking up what I'm hearing in that? And the idea that people wanted this big, grandiose, I don't know what they wanted. Do people want him to do what Shelby Harris did, where he basically cried at the locker?
Said he was the best coach he's ever had?
Yeah, like, did you want a DeJuan Jones type situation? Like, legitimately, his answer is, things are gonna happen. Like, if you ever wanted to hear about the Stefanski and Shador relationship, when you get canned, things are gonna happen, is your response. Pretty much sums it perfectly to me. It's exactly what I thought it was the entire time.
So I don't know. I don't know what to make. It's so much different once a guy gets fired because there's no real good answer for Shador. I actually took his answer yesterday after the game, and there were some things that made me a little concerned for Shador talking about his tough week, and there were some things that I really appreciated. That's the one I put a little more stock into, where he talked about Kevin was tough. And by the end of this, I think we really start to understand. I thought there was a lot of humanity and a lot of love in that answer. That's the one I put a little bit more into, just because I think as a player, you can see this coming from a mile away. I would understand if those guys were still shell-shocked, given, yeah, even though Shador's been here for a year, Kevin's still been the guy for 6 years.
I don't know. I think it did. I would be curious to find out if it rubbed anyone the wrong way, because he mentioned in the beginning portion of the interview about how he just found out a couple minutes ago, and a lot of the players have talked about how they found out through social media, and I did wonder if that was something that maybe didn't sit well as well. Like in Arizona, for instance, all the Cardinals players came out and said how Jonathan Gannon had talked to them, and he'd gotten a hold of every one of them, and he'd made it some big, what do you do? And I don't really care if you do or don't, but clearly Stefanski decided he didn't need to do that.
I think that's on the organization. And I do think, again, I don't want to say something that I don't know the specific details of, so I'll treat it as an if. If the Browns organization didn't find a way to get a hold of everybody before Jimmy Haslam went out there, before the news broke, that would be something that I think befits a bad organization. I mean, like that.
Wouldn't you have thought that that's kind of what the post-game celebration was yesterday in many ways? I kind of looked at it as if everyone knew he was going to be fired, and then he probably went in there and he probably said some things that got everybody real riled up about that reality, and that's probably why they went as hard as they did celebrating.
I thought that's Shador's comments from yesterday. I thought that's what that was about, where Shador was like, you know, we had a great talk this week. I'm like, oh, it sounds like Kevin was saying goodbye. Whether he said deliberately, just so you know, I won't be here after Sunday or not.
It's odd. The reactions, I think, are odd to me. Not only the idea that, like, Shelby Harris went to so one extreme, and then again, DeJuan Jones being the guy to go to another, but then Carly Teller is tweeting out, play stupid games, win stupid prizes, which is a Taylor Swift lyric, by the way, but it's been around for a while. But the point is like...
It's also a saying before Taylor Swift, just so everybody's clear.
For sure it was. But when people say that, they're going to the Taylor song.
Yeah, but that's... That's such a basic B move.
Are they not?
I can't allow it.
No, this is no. This is like
saying since I was a child.
No, no, no. This is like when something that like Superbad says, for instance, you go back and watch the movie, and then you're like, oh wait, no, everyone just talks this way. Like, no, no, no. She gets credit. There's a lot of heavy lifting.
So she
within
just
that
picks
phrase.
Up cliches that have been said, for, and now she gets a trip attribution.
I think for a lot of people from like 20 to 40 in that age range,
a bird in a hand is worth two in the bush. She sang it.
If she didn't sing it,
it's no longer biblical.
If she didn't sing it, she didn't make it what it was.
Jesus, Taylor sang it.
I'm telling you, I think for a lot of people, that's what it is.
All right. I do want to get to...
Let's ask Ashley Bastock when she joins us tomorrow. I bet she'd agree with
just
me.
Just throw it right out.
I bet she'd agree with me 100%.
Bird in the hand, worth two in the bush.
Did Carly Teller, did she... No.
Jesus or Taylor Swift?
Jesus. Jesus?
I didn't know if you were saying... I don't know which... I can't...
No, I'm saying you're assuming
Jesus there.
Jesus to that?
All right. I do want to say this. And I want to give Kevin his flowers on the way out. I really want to give him credit for the last 3 weeks. I thought this team was on Cabo Standard Time after the Bears game.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they played incredibly well against the Bills. I really think what they did against the Steelers and Bengals was a nice reminder of what this was so good at when he was at peak Kevin Stefanski. I really appreciate the last 3 weeks. That took some of the sting out of... There had been some real lulls in the season. I didn't know if it was going to save his job. I think at the end it didn't factor in at all, judging by how this process has played out.
Which is something we discussed at great length,
but
by the way.
I think it's wrong, by the way. I think the last 3 weeks, I'm not saying it should have saved him, but do I think it should have factored into the decision? Yes.
That was one of the reasons why I was like, I really want them to win, because I wanted to find out if they would still fire him, because I was hell-bent on the idea that they'd already made up their mind.
Them firing him today was a sign, and maybe some of the comments from the locker room, they knew Kevin was gone, and then this is all perfunctory. And that I don't love. I think if you were really thinking about this, you would have really slept on it, you would have really... Maybe taking even more than just a day or two. There's nothing that says you have to fire somebody today. And you could have looked and gone, well, let's just double back on what the last 3 weeks and what happened here and why it matters or why it doesn't matter. I think you could have done a better job of thinking about that. Because, again, it impressed me, a guy who's fired Kevin Stefanski three times this year alone.
So the sad part about it is it almost makes you wonder if Stefanski, when he really wants to, if he can still do this again at a really high level, whereas basically what he would have been doing the entire time in year six is opting into basically playing out the string, understanding he doesn't have enough talent, understanding the team isn't going to go anywhere, and so really not putting his everything into making sure that they play their hardest and they have everything and they have a chance to win every week. Because the last 3 weeks, like, if that's evidence of what he does, if it's his Larry David spite store, if it's his moment where he gets to basically give the Browns and Andrew Berry a big middle finger while obviously not outwardly giving him a middle finger, I looked like an entirely different football team, Nick.
Although I'll also say, once again, knowing the Browns could fall no later than 7, watching certain Browns fans for now the third straight week root for a Browns loss and root for like the 4th pick instead of the 6th pick. That lost me like 3 weeks ago. No, it lost me even more yesterday when I was like, all right, by the time that game was really in the throes of it, you're like, you're going to get anywhere from the 4th to 7th pick. Let's see how this plays out. I was willing to take the two draft pick going from 4 to 6 to get that win yesterday. That was an enjoyable win, and I do think we have to say that.
Well, but then the Raiders did end up winning, and so like if the Browns hadn't won both games though, was it they would have been number one or number two? I think it was number one after the Raiders ended up winning their game. Like, if everyone had done everything that they had initially, if nothing else had changed and the Browns had just lost the previous 2 weeks, it would have been either number one or number two for as far as the draft pick is concerned.
I'm sure I will live to
eat
these words. It doesn't matter that much to me today. It just doesn't. I can't. I mean, one, Fernando Mendoza in Sin City. You're talking about an angelic young man versus prostitution, gambling, and everything. It's Sodom and Gomorrah. You're sending a prophet into Sodom and Gomorrah. I want to see this.
I hope it changes him.
I think I'm rooting for Fernando.
It's not going to happen. Stefanski's going to end up with the Raiders, and then it's going to be Ned Flanders 2.0.
It's
going to be everything he ever wanted.
Here's the thing.
With the Kevin Stefanski quarter zip collection being the sponsor.
5 years from now, I want prostitution outlawed in Vegas.
Outlawed? Wait.
I want gambling.
What are we taking away here?
I want gambling run out. I want Fernando Mendoza to clean up Vegas.
He doesn't have that much power.
I want Mendoza to walk in, parting the seas like Moses himself, and he just puts the sinners.
Now, if he could make like
go back to Oregon.
If he could make it every time I go to Vegas, it's not like a $25 crap table. That'd be nice. Like get the $5 blackjack tables back. Maybe some comp drinks back in Vegas. Could we do that every now and again?
There's no in between. Either Fernando Mendoza rids Vegas of all its sins, or he becomes a pimp. There's really no in between. That's the stakes I'm playing with. I don't want anything in between.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Good wins, evil wins.
The city's on its last legs right now because people aren't gambling at the current moment the way that they
Fernando's
used to.
Fernando's the right guy
and
to walk in
the
there.
It's not the Sin City capital of the world the way it used to because we basically let everything happen.
That's what I'm hearing. They're weak.
Mendoza can't be the one that ruins it.
Oh, ruins it? I would say fixes it.
You'd be wrong. you'd be wrong.
I'm on the side of the Lord. 216-474-0092. Let's go with
I'm
Mark.
I'm going to spray you with some holy water like the priest in the end zone of the Steelers game yesterday.
Probably going to burst into flames.
Spraying you with holy water.
The power of Christ compels you, Nick.
I can't believe it. They got this priest out there on the TV yesterday. He's spraying holy water in the end zone, and then it worked.
Listen.
It worked, did it not? Mysterious ways.
It worked. Also,
he works in mysterious ways.
If I'm God with the big G, when that guy gets there, I'm like, the end zone? The Steelers?
What, you couldn't do the 50-yard line? Is that the gripe here?
No. Like, you're using that? Not child hunger. Not famine. Not distrust in the city of Pittsburgh. The football game? Okay. All right.
There's a lot of civic pride attached to that game.
Mark in Westlake. Sorry about that, buddy. What you got for us?
No problem. You know, I don't think the Pope himself could save the situation that we have now.
Which one?
Well, look, Haslam did not mention his culpability in destruction of the team. Swing and a miss, Deshaun. Now, him and Barry, well, Barry too, but Haslam's the one that made the deal. And,
getting like Nev Chandler vibes here.
The swing and a miss.
Mark, if you wanted to make swing and the miss your bit, like whether it's our takes, other moves in Cleveland, I think swing and a miss is a swing and a home run.
That's right.
Swing and a home run. Okay. What, Deshaun?
Huh? All right. Sorry, Mark.
I tried.
I tried to help twice, and I failed you, Mark. And I want to own that. Unlike the priest in Pittsburgh, I failed you.
You needed more holy water,
and that's on me. We're gonna need a dump truck. We're gonna need one of those crop planes that flies over with a pesticide to fix the Browns.
Well, what do the Steelers do as a follow up? Do you have like a bunch of Cardinals come out and you have like the highest up of the Pittsburgh diocese, and then they all spray holy water?
Think about this. Druids. Huh? Old school druids.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
They got the cloaks on, they got the fires. They're in it, right? They're not talking. They're just focusing. That's what you do. Druids.
Okay.
Didn't look Jewish to me.
Didn't look what to you?
It's a Spaceballs joke. I'll tell you when you're older. 216-474-0092.
Spaceballs. It's a good timely reference. What?
Yeah. I forgot over there. K-pop what? Demon Hunters dropping Jonathan Peterlin.
Hey, that's a 2025, not one of 2026. They were everywhere this New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I bet
they
you
were
didn't.
Everywhere.
216-474-0092.
You know how you act like Scott Van Pelt on your television?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I am not what? The penis man.
What?
I am not yet. Should the Browns have cleaned house and Jimmy Haslam's defense of Andrew Berry, which is no defense at all, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I think I've stumbled across a new guardrail for Andrew Berry in his post-Kevin Stefanski existence.
Yeah.
That I think can help fix his problems as a GM.
Okay, what do we got?
No more third-round picks.
You just eliminate third-round picks? Any particular third-round wide receivers?
No. None. And people will say Alex Wright. Guys, he's a nice rotational player. Stop. Here's my thing.
Okay.
Zach Zinter, bad at guard, somehow worse at center. David Bell, does he have an Achilles anymore? I don't know.
Okay.
Any of the third-round picks, really, Alex Wright's the one guy. Tommy Togiai is great in Houston.
Yeah, for the wrong team.
I think this is my guardrail. You either have to turn it into a second rounder or you have to turn it into 2 fourth rounders.
What about Harold Fannin?
That's different. That's 1 year. Small sample size.
I think maybe he just broke the curse. Fannin is the curse of the third round
picks. Who was the second third rounder?
Well, it was Dylan Gabriel, yeah. Obviously. So that reverts back to then being bad. Is that the idea?
Bang Biscuit.
That's not Bang Biscuit.
Yeah, that's a Bang Biscuit.
That's not Bang Biscuit. You hadn't thought completely through there is what happened.
I still win.
What do you mean you still
win?
You did a whole rant about getting rid of his third round picks.
He's had
Harold Fannin Jr. is one of the best picks he's ever made.
Yeah, a blind pig finds a nut or a squirrel or something.
And because of that, I need to keep him shooting.
No.
Because he found Harold Fannin once in the third round. I need to keep him shooting in the third round
now. Matt Millen drafted a good player once, right? How did it work out when Detroit just kept letting him shoot?
He wanted to completely get rid of the third round completely for the man.
Yeah, but into second rounders or fourth rounders.
Are we at least giving the third rounder to somebody else?
Yeah, we're not offering it up to the gods.
I just assume that's what you were doing.
No.
You're just lighting it on fire.
You're trading up
as if it's always
going
to be bad, because it always has been bad, so we just cease to exist now.
We're just going to take Cade York again. That's what I'm going to do with that. I'm going to upgrade him to a third-round pick now, even though he's already been drafted.
Well, yeah, and Cade York was a fourth-round pick.
But that's why I said upgrading him.
Yeah, yeah.
2-1. These are
Cade York used headphones, by the way. We talked about the Tyvis Powell headphones off the break that he threw in the trash and just got rid of as if we'd sell them on eBay. Cade York came in the studio one day and he used my headphones. And so these are Cade York game used headphones is what they are. It's a fun fact for you. Clearly you didn't like my fact. I think you're confused about my fact is what happened here.
No, I just don't know what to do with it. So maybe confused is the right word.
I could tell.
Yeah, because well, I kind of want to make fun of you for bragging about that. But
it's not bragging.
I want to make a wide right joke.
It's not bragging.
It's really more of a wide left joke because he sliced and he kind of kicked it poorly all over the field.
Yeah.
216-474-0092.
About that Herald fan in the third round.
You got one. Good for you. You got one. And oh, by the way, I was right about Herald Fannin Jr. You know what? I haven't done enough.
We
I was
all
right.
We were about Herald Fannin, though. That's the thing about that. Is that
not enough people went hard in the paint.
I don't know that anybody said anything but, oh, yeah, they should take Herald Fannin Jr. because he's going to be awesome in the NFL. And if anything, we should be yelling at the draft pundits that put him in the third round because I don't think I met anybody throughout the entire process that was like, oh, yeah, that guy isn't anything but awesome. BGSU, what is your guy?
We've stumbled on a thought here before we get to the
Mason
calls.
Graham was more your guy than anybody.
But more Herald Fannin Jr. Because it's better for me today. But now that we've talked about Herald Fannin Jr.,
yeah.
I would like to take with you together, thought partners hand in hand.
Let's do this.
One giant victory lap. And I promise you, this is not to the fans. This is not about you. Because you guys are allowed to have hope. You're allowed to have brown and orange colored glasses on. I'm not trying to rub your nose in it. There are people in the media, though, who I am. You know who you are. You know what you've done. And now I will shame you sufficiently. We told everybody this was going to be a bad season. We told everybody that quarterback room was a bridge to nowhere. We told everybody Shador was better than Dylan Gabriel. We told everybody that by Andrew Berry going into the trade deadline bye week and not doing his press conference, he was getting ready to bust toss friggin' Kevin Stefanski while everybody in the media said, but Jimmy Haslam said in March. Not everybody. I'm being a little bit hyperbolic here. We were pretty much right on every step of the way, and I would like it to be known for the record, we were right.
All right, and we do love I Was Right Radio.
I didn't need to talk to a former Browns quarterback to change my I Was Rightness.
Well, yeah, you had 4 wins at the beginning of the season. I had 6 wins at the beginning of the season, and they ended on 5. There we go.
And John Fanta lost it.
This is not a good look for Fanta.
It's
not a good look for Fanta.
May I just say, 4-0, burger bets, I was right again. But may I say, you did it the right way. You've already sent me the gift card for Swenson's.
Thank you for opening it today.
It's a slight... I haven't opened it yet.
I haven't got the emails that say you haven't yet, so please do.
I'm not going to do it. It's a slight cop-out, not bringing me a burger and handing it to me, but you didn't do what Fanta's doing, which is try and spin a yarn that doesn't make sense to anybody that isn't huffing paint or on, you know, Columbia's finest.
I thought I was going to win that bet. The bet was Ravens would win the AFC North. You said the Steelers would win the AFC North. And after that, that field goal attempt goes up in the air, and I was tasting victory. I didn't know. Was I going to retire burger bets with you forever as the champion? But no.
You know what's funny? Happened. I almost, if you had not paid off your burger bet so quickly, I had.
You weren't going to run it back.
No. I had a double or nothing.
I don't believe you because I offered you up with double or nothing a couple weeks ago.
I had a new one.
And you had completely shirked it. Well, all right. I'm intrigued.
No.
I'm in the camera.
You sent me Swenson's.
Hit me.
You can't take it back.
Come on.
You can't take it back. Nope.
I want some action.
I'm 4-0, and I'm going to stay 4-0. Rock it in the new year.
You have no belief in the Steelers.
I do.
It wasn't Steelers-Texans, really.
Because I was right.
It wasn't Steelers-Texans.
Because I was right.
Not really. Not really.
Did I say the Steelers? From the jump, did I say the Steelers were going to win the AFC North?
The end goal was always going to be they were going to get to the playoffs. Yeah. Sure. Now did you just take a defensive touchdown back to the house?
I gave you the Marshawn Selly. Woo!
The end result was always going to be they get to the playoffs, they're a double-digit underdog, and they get waxed in the postseason, game one.
But was I right that the Steelers won the AFC North? I had
the Ravens, you had the Steelers, It was what it was.
I cannot recall, but now I recall.
Yeah.
It's nice to be recalled.
Yeah.
Let's go with Alex in Chagrin. Welcome to the show, Alex. Please be our first sober caller of today.
I am sober.
Yeah!
Sober enough to realize that they are so dysfunctional over there, they don't even know how to fire the right people, let alone hire the right people. I mean, under the Division of Labor, we were always led to believe that Andrew Berry and Podesta picked the roster and Stefanski was supposed to coach the roster. And then they give the guy who was coach of the year twice, David Bell and Zinter and Jedrick Wells and all of these misfits, and they wonder why the coach of the year suddenly became a bad coach. It's utterly ridiculous. Berry should have got fired, and Stefanski for making lemonade out of what he was given with the likes of PJ Walker and the rest of them should still have a job. I do not get what this fascination with Haslam is with keeping Andrew Berry around. I know what he said about having one good draft. Okay, but how about the fact that he never had a quarterback here and all the other drafts he was involved in?
He had Baker Mayfield.
Well, they tried. The problem is that he tried to get a quarterback here, and that was the worst trade in NFL history. He did try, though.
Okay, well, he failed.
He did. He did. That's why we would have fired him.
We agree on that.
We both would have fired him. We're right there with you.
Yeah, so, I mean, Stefanski should have a job. And by the way, I don't think he's the next Vince Lombardi, but I think he's a high-quality coach with given right talent and a lack of meddling from ownership is probably going to do pretty well, and we're probably going to be regretful that we let him go. So that's all I wanted to say, guys.
Alex, that was sober. It's Jed Wills. It's D. Podesta. You don't drop the D there. All right. So, hey, here's the thing. You're right. Kevin Stefanski deserved to get fired less than Andrew Berry. The problem is they both ended up being deserving of getting fired.
Exactly.
And I'd like what he's pointing to is something that I do agree with, that when you're able to pretty succinctly call out this game of succession that was played, going all the way back to the end of last year, in almost painstaking details, I was a little over the top about the I was right thing, but every step of the way, we've pointed out what inevitably did happen. When you're able to do that ahead of time, like you're Nostradamus, it does speak to an owner that is way too malleable and way too, I don't want to say you can manipulate him, but it's way too open to the last guy that was in his ear.
Well, and so, you know, you said manipulate, though, and that it kind of really does make it seem as if Andrew Berry has his job today because he's at the right-hand side of Haslam, and Kevin Stefanski doesn't because he wasn't Haslam's guy when the musical chair game stopped having chairs to be able to sit in. Like, that's just how this worked, and it's fine. That's okay, but it's not for football reasons, and that is the part I think that is really getting people angry today. Like Andrew Berry, for football reasons, you can't defend. You can't defend Stefanski either, but it seems like Andrew Berry kept his job because he's Haslam's go-to guy now.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I think it was Mike Renner of PFF say that that Berry surviving, to him, said that Haslam was truly the mastermind behind the Deshaun Watson trade. And it is wild to me that we are 3 years removed from that trade, going on 4 years. We have had definitive and conclusive reporting, incredible reporting in town on this, and people still have given Andrew Berry the pass on the Deshaun Watson trade. Honestly, he got a pass from Jimmy Haslam, being the only guy that survives. Because listen, here's my problem with Kevin. This is what Kevin owns, in my opinion, in the Deshaun trade. He could have stopped it. He could have gone to them.
And I don't think he wanted to.
Well, no, but okay. Even if he did, he was happier to be rid of Baker Mayfield.
We still even have
to deal with the problem with Deshaun.
The initial reporting was the two of them together, but some of the initial reporting that we had within this was Jason Lloyd going up to that hotel room where Stefanski was laying out all the different ways that Deshaun Watson was going to be the next greatest thing the Browns have ever seen. Like, he's just as responsible as anybody when it comes to not stopping it. But like, he had his hand in this.
No, 100%. But Paul D. Podesta, who I think probably had a bigger say in all of this because he was Mr. Process and I think D. Podesta got what was coming to him. He's not here anymore.
Biden, so
you could say 50, he got a promotion, but 50%, it's the Rockies guys.
But if 50% of the main people that we think were involved in that deal got fired this offseason or during the season in the recent calendar year, like, you are chopping away at the idea that, they're starting to have people pay for what is the worst NFL trade in history.
Yeah, but except the guy who I think it was his baby.
And I think that's where people have a real problem today, is I think people know the two people that had the most hand in all of this, and they're the ones that are scot-free. Unfortunately, though, this is how the cookie crumbles in the NFL. You have an owner, he's not selling the team, and then, the only crime that Andrew Berry committed here when it comes to being able to keep his job, where Stefanski wasn't able to, I don't know why I called it a crime. It's not a crime. The hustle, great way to put it. Like, the hustle that he had here was getting Haslam to believe that he was awesome at this. But Haslam does this. He did it with DePodesta for 10 years before he was like, all right,
he
maybe.
He did it with Banner and then Farmer and Patton.
Like, it's not hard. If you're in his inner circle, it's not hard to convince him that you know everything about football, because he's so desperate to want to get this right. And here's where I do give him a little bit of credit. He's so thirsty and desperate to want to get this right that anybody that seems the slightest bit like they have a clue, he just wraps them around like he's like they're a big snuggie, and he just like just comforts them and was like, all right, you're now my guy, as if it's going to be the answer, and it hasn't been the answer.
Yeah, and it's funny, because I've seen a few people defend like the use of search firms, like, these guys aren't football guys, and I'm like, I don't think you have to be a football guy to be a good owner. I think you have to be good at judging people. And I think inevitably, whether it was Hugh, whether it was Joe Banner, whether it was DePodesta, I think that's Jimmy's greatest failings. And the problem is, you got to do it again.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the people that have a clue that have come in this building in the previous 10 years aren't the ones that have been able to be buddy-buddy with Haslam. Yeah. I'm speaking about John Dorsey. I'm speaking about Greg Williams. Like, the guys that we actually are like, oh, they did some stuff here.
Those are the ones honest.
Yeah, honest. And blatantly will shoot and will tell Jimmy to his face when he's being ridiculous. Those guys don't last here. Yes, surprising fact, these owners, they want a bunch of bobbleheads around them. And right now, that's what he's got. Andrew Berry is a big bobblehead for him, and that's fine, but it's not going to lead us to winning.
Kurt in Columbus, we got about 45 seconds, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, guys. I thought it was interesting during Haslam's debacle of a press conference today. He mentioned in defense of Berry that he had four really strong players picked in this year's draft. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Who were the four? Got to believe Mason Graham, Judkins, Fannin, and Schlesinger. Well, who does that leave out? And I don't know if he intentionally did it, or would like your thoughts on what Haslam sees and why he made that comment.
Okay, that's interesting. Obviously, what he's inferring there is that he left Shedeur Sanders out of the counting list there. Clearly, you leave out Dylan Gabriel. That is what that is, but... Yeah, I mean, I don't think people look at Shedeur at the end of the season and say that's a bona fide hit with a fifth, even as a fifth round pick. Although I would probably look at it as, if you had a fifth round pick start any games, you probably got the most out of a fifth round pick that you could possibly imagine. But that's neither here nor there.
3-4 record, Buckaroo.
It's a good point.
Quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on Quick Hits coming up in Black Monday here. Kevin Stefanski gone. Have you heard about this? Have you seen about this? Have you heard about this? More reaction on this coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. We also have to get to Myles Garrett's big day. And the payoff we've been waiting for, and what an absolute clown-ass organization the Bengals are. But let's get to Quick Hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, as we've been talking about all show long, Black Monday, as of right now, four coaches have got in the last 24 hours. Raheem Morris in Atlanta, Stefanski here in Cleveland, Jonathan Gannon in Arizona, and then Pete Carroll in Vegas. I will ask you,
yeah,
which of those coaches do you think maybe has the best case that they shouldn't have been fired?
Well, every one of them deserves in some degree. I think Raheem Morris got a raw deal in many respects.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the Falcons are setting up there. I really don't. I don't know what their end game is. But even by Falcon standards, this one was pretty quick.
Yeah, 8-9 the last two seasons. He'd only been the head coach for 2 years. I'm not saying that, like, between the Penix thing and the Cousins thing, that got weird real quick. I get that. I don't think he was as fireable as Arthur Smith, right?
No.
Like 8-9 in back. I almost don't know if 8-9 is the lowest you've gone in a certain context, depending. I almost don't know you should be able to be fired.
Do you see that weird video of him, too, after the press conference going up and, like, hugging Arthur Blank?
Yeah.
And like, everyone in that little section, and it was like, they knew they were going to fire him. It's a cold world.
It was a bit of an ass-out hug. I understand why Arthur made the move.
It's a cold world.
You've worked together for 2 years. You've known each other for over a decade. You can't pull those hips in? Come on, now.
That one surprised me, honestly. When I got the report last night, that one did surprise me. I didn't think that was going to happen.
I struggle with the Carroll one only because you knew he was old when you hired him. And I think now it's fair to say, I think they forced Chip Kelly on him. There's something about that marriage that felt like they were trying to do too many things at once. I don't think Pete Carroll is why that thing failed.
No, but the cool thing about it is that for Pete Carroll, at least, they didn't cause much of a commotion across the NFL this year or anything like that. And so this is not going to diminish anything that he's already accomplished. And no one's going to remember this 10 years from now.
And it might have gotten Max Crosby traded.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We'll see what Kevin Stefanski has to say about that.
Look at that. You really think he's going there?
I'm convinced. Yeah, I'm convinced.
I
think it's a perfect landing spot for him.
Yeah, but it's Vegas. It's the only organization that...
He's the one coach that could handle Vegas. He's not going out to the slots and painting the town red and doing all this other stuff.
Yeah,
he's deep in the playbook.
He's got Tom Brady and Tom Brady's boy, John Spytek. And that weird
commotion. There's commotion everywhere. There's always going to, and with the Raiders, there's always going to be commotion, and it might always fail because of that commotion.
It's just because of Mendoza,
between Stefanski,
right?
And of course, between Stefanski and Mendoza, that's like the calming presence that just brings everything out. It's basically what the Browns wanted if Baker Mayfield was a choir boy.
Get ready for missionary Mondays in Las Vegas.
Now, here's the funny thing about it, though, is that if he turns Mendoza into a check down Charlie, and then all of a sudden 2 years in, people are like, oh no. Oh, no, this isn't the guy we signed. His game is as conservative as he is right now. Like, what's going on?
I just need you to throw to the line of scrimmage. That's what I want of every quarterback. Here's the problem. It's not just Kevin. Every QB now. Hey, if you have nothing, throw to the line of scrimmage. I saw so many checkdowns. And, like, not good checkdowns. Oh, hey, there's a guy in the flat 5 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. Yeah, throw to him. Fire yourself into a freaking cannon, football coaches.
Mm. Omaha!
I'm a football guy. That's what I do.
I get it. All right, CBS's Matt Ryan. It's funny calling him CBS's Matt Ryan. He is expected to be hired as the Falcons' president of football operations. And so he's going to oversee the general manager that's going to be hired and the team president. According to Arthur Blank, the final say will all fall at the feet of Matt Ryan, who has never done any of this before and is basically just a good ambassador for Falcons football. Is this a good idea by Arthur Blank?
Well, I looked at what Tom Brady's done in Vegas
is this
and thought,
what it was?
Give me some.
But you don't get to own any of the team, but we'll just give you the most powerful position we have while giving you, quote unquote, final say in all of it.
I almost feel bad for old man Arthur, and then I realize he's a billionaire and he's going to be fine and he's lived a wonderful life. No, this is galactically stupid. I'm not saying it won't work out because you never know, but like you're looking for like, is there a salient plan here? I'm going to have two different search firms run the head coach and the GM search, and then Matt Ryan's going to pick both of them. That all this feels pretty dumb to
me. Well, but again, then the people that they hire, though, are all going to report up to Matt Ryan, and Matt Ryan's going to have the final say in all of this, according to what Arthur Blank put out in a statement. So, like,
he's a borderline Hall of Famer in the NFL. That makes
you... won a league MVP. Got you to the Super Bowl to blow a 28-3 lead. Like, he did some things.
If he's a Hall of Famer...
He's not a Hall of Famer.
Cancel the Hall of Fame.
But it is interesting.
You can't even have a Hall of Famer. You don't have Jim Kelly. You don't have Troy Aikman. Oof. With the Dolphins thing, that's a weird thing.
It's fine. Whatever gets Matt Ryan off my TV. I didn't particularly care for his halftime reports, although he fit more halftime reports than anything else he was trying to do there.
Right, then I'll ask you, why couldn't we have done this with Tom Brady? Because that would have been nice. Been real nice.
People really like Brady right now.
Omaha!
It's because they thought he was barely speak.
He's had a turn for people.
It's the weirdest thing. He's still bad. The Falcons beat the Saints yesterday, giving the 8-9 Carolina Panthers the NFC South in the number 4 seed. They host the Rams this Saturday in the dreaded 4:30 Saturday game. The one really is not a lot of people are going to watch. Should a team with a 500 record be in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so. I think part of the idea is that what's tough about this convo is that in most years when you have something like this, not most years, we've only seen it a couple years ago with the AFC North.
It's about three times
and
now.
Then the other time was like 1935 or something insane. But like
I was there.
At least when it happened in the AFC North a few years back when the Browns went 11-5 and had the season with Flacco, you looked and you're like, oh, there's Burrow, there's Lamar, it's the Steelers and Tomlin. Like, this is just good teams beating up on good teams is all this ends up being, right? But ultimately, you win your division, you get in. But this division isn't very good, and that's what makes us hard.
I've arrived at this conclusion. 8-9 teams shouldn't be in the playoffs, and I hate to do it because it's my boys in Carolina, and I know they're going to have a great week there right before Carolina gets bounced out because that's not a good football team. I think...
Well, so you want to get rid of division championships
no,
then?
No, I division think division titles? Titles should matter unless you're below 500. I think that should be... And then, and in fairness, if the 8th seed is also 8-9, the division guy gets in, but he's a 7th seed.
No, so in this scenario...
If there's a 9-8 team,
yeah,
that was your 8th seed, that guy should get in because you won more than you lost.
So in this scenario, if the Ravens would have won yesterday, for instance, then the Ravens and the Steelers both would be in because they're both above 500. Wrong conference. Turn this completely around. I was trying to find a way to put them both in.
You galaxy brain.
I know. I was trying to find a way to put them both in after my burger bet that I lost.
But no.
Just failed miserably.
So listen, it is completely conditional, right? It only happens in this extremely unique situation.
Yeah.
Which is it matters. The divisional championship matters until it doesn't. The two things that have to happen is, division champion has to be below 500.
We have 8 teams that are above 500 in the NFC.
Yep. So who would be the...
So it would be the Lions or the Lions or the Vikings?
I'll allow it. I'd rather watch the Lions. The Lions would have a better chance at winning a playoff game than this Panthers team. They're straight booty cheeks. Honestly, they're lucky to be an 8-9 team because they played a last place schedule. I watched them this weekend and I thought...
Yeah, Vikings suck, though.
If I'm a Panthers fan, do I want to watch this in the playoffs? The Rams are going to roll.
You do.
Them.
You were going to rickroll them. Of course they are. But like, this is a. I don't need to see Bryce Young and my wife ever again. I mean, that's just not enjoyable football.
He's not good at football.
No, it's just not enjoyable.
But right. He tries.
Let's go to the college.
God bless him, he tries.
Let's go to the college ranks. The portal was very, very active. Kirk Cignetti and company have landed Josh Hoover.
Look at that.
The big furry has landed in Indiana. And
Cignetti snaked my furry.
Yeah, yes, he did. He got 6 transfers so far, by the way, and a lot of talent here. Cignetti and co, they're here to stay. But Josh Hoover to Indiana.
Not just
that. Let's make him a thing.
Sorsby, who I think is also somebody on the quarterback Deadpool right
Texas
now.
Texas Tech.
They
put a billboard up in Times Square congratulating him, which is a weird thing to do.
By the way, that's when you got money, when you got that Times Square money.
Texas Tech, man.
So Sorsby's the number one quarterback. Sam Levitt, it goes to Kentucky. I don't know. It was the weirdest
Sam Levitt got paid like $7 million, is what they said.
The good thing about Texas Tech is it's emboldened every billionaire weird knob to do what you and I would do if we were billionaires, which is for at least one season, I would take my monies, I would go to Eddie George and say, I'm going to give you $40 million. I want to be in the playoffs next year.
I know, but then you spend it on like Sorsby, and then Sorsby gets you nowhere at the end of the day.
Well, not with that attitude.
I know. Well, think about it.
By the way, I wouldn't stop there. After 1 year with Eddie, because I'm a BG guy first and foremost, then I'd move to the Akron Zips for 1 year.
Let's talk about it.
Then I'd go to Kent State for a year, and then I'd stop because that's $120 million.
I dismantled the furry convo within an hour of us having the furry convo because it was a Google reversed image and a quick find out that he's never been to a furry convention.
I don't believe in that voodoo.
He's never been to a furry convention. It was a made-up college football Reddit board that then spread like wildfire.
Because he's a furry.
Is it on Cignetti? Google me Cignetti to make sure that nobody Googles and finds out Josh Hoover actually went to furry
this
conventions.
How do we
stamp this down?
This is him prolonging the bit. Google me, but not the quarterback. That simple. It's kind of like it's almost like a throwaway line. Like he's like leaning against it.
If somebody started a furry rumor about you, how would you dispel it as quickly as possible?
I wouldn't care.
Oh, come on.
I wouldn't
care at all. Jack, you don't believe that at all. Look at you, Jack.
You would be furious.
I look like a bear. What are you talking about? I look like a guy that is just hair.
It doesn't mean you want to invite furry convos about yourself if you're not an actual furry.
Why would I care?
It's a little weird. It's more than a little weird.
So?
It's a little weird. Probably don't want that association unless you're actually participating, and then you do you. We don't kink shame around here.
I honestly wouldn't care at all. There is no proclivity.
Maybe not you right now, but you as Indiana quarterback, you wouldn't care at all?
No, because I'd be too busy getting boy band you know what.
Yeah, all the furry jokes that are happening all around.
That's fine. It's not going to stop that train from rolling down the tracks with whatever co-ed you want.
It might.
It's really not.
It might. Maybe not at Indiana.
If anything, they're just going to show up at your door all furried up, right?
You're like, not again. I didn't ask for this.
Hi, Josh.
All right,
I'm a panda. I'm horny. 216-474-0092.
Some sorority devising a plan. How do we get Josh Hoover?
Put together. I know Jim in Strongsville's good with Adobe Photoshop or some
he's trying.
Such.
He's definitely trying.
Go ahead and Google me as a furry. I Google me. That's not great. Mm-hmm. I sound old. Go ahead and Photoshop me as a furry.
Next photo you put out, I'm telling AI to dress you as a furry in a bikini.
Well, that's ridiculous. You can't be a furry in a bikini. Because the suit is your suit.
I was thinking.
You can't have a swimsuit
I was thinking head and then bikini. I didn't know. I'm just going to get somebody with that
you
with AI.
You really thought about
I'm going to get somebody. Not really. It was all in the moment.
Sounds like
I'm going to get somebody with
somebody's
that.
Somebody's telling them
themselves. I'm waiting for you to put out a photo on AI. I'm going to have Grok right on that.
The memorable Myles Garrett moment over the weekend. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.